Psalms 146. Praise the Lord, my whole being, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes or other people who cannot save you. When people die, they are buried. Then all of their plans come to an end. Happy are those who are helped by God of Jacob. Their hope is in the Lord of God. He made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in it. He remains loyal forever. The Lord does what is fair for those who have been wronged. He gives food to the hungry. Let the Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to blind. The Lord lifts up people who are in trouble. The Lord loves who do it right. The Lord protects the foreigners. He defends the orphans and widows. But he overthrows the wicked. The Lord will be king forever. Jerusalem, your God is everlasting. Praise the Lord. The Lord, the word of God for people of God. Thanks to be for God. Goodbye.
Just when we thought this year couldn't get any longer, election day turned into election week. Now, we film worship on Fridays, and as I wrote the sermon in the days leading toward that, I've had no real clear picture on what reality we would be living in come Sunday. But one of the most important and beautiful things about church is that our vision, mission, and values, they are independent of election results. Now, sure, the pastoral care people require can be quite different based on how things go at the polls. But the message of a sermon, the sharing of God's messages from Scripture, those are bigger and deeper than vote counts and national division. And though full results were not available as I wrote my sermon, and still aren't as I share it with you in this moment, one thing is very clear. Our country is divided. Our country is hurting. And our role as people seeking to offer the world a vision of God's will, our role as people seeking to live the love, acceptance, justice, and hope of Jesus, our work is needed more than ever. An election doesn't change the world's need for a home where all belong. And while I lament how deep that need is right now, at the same time, I am grateful that we have each other to do the work. I believe God has a vision for our world. As we read our way through the Bible with manna and mercy, we saw the ever-repeating themes that every person should have enough. No one person or group should hoard resources or opportunities. All people are entitled to having rest and celebration as a part of their lives. I encountered that vision again this week as I read Scripture for our Joys and Concerns Zoom gathering. My daily devotional book invited me to read Psalm 146, and its powerful words invited us not to place our hope in people or leaders, people whose lives and plans will turn to dust, but instead to place our hope and trust in God's plans for the world. Hear that vision again. God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. God, who is faithful forever, who gives justice to people who are oppressed, who gives bread to people who are starving. The Lord who frees prisoners. The Lord who makes the blind see. The Lord who straightens up those who are bent low. The Lord who loves the righteous. The Lord who protects immigrants, who helps orphans and widows, but who makes the way of the wicked twist and turn. The Lord will rule forever. I am so grateful for these words of Scripture, in which God puts forth a worthy vision for us, inviting us to be a part of its fruition. I am grateful for the divine calling to be a part of this for, and I am deeply thankful to do this work alongside you. When I consider the enormity of that vision, when I consider the brokenness of our world, the realization that we have each other and this place, this congregation as partners in the work, all I can say is, this is special. You, the people of Highlands United Methodist Church, who make this home where all belong possible, it is such a special thing to be the church with you. In fact, "this is special" is on my list of words of thanks this year. Last week, we considered the words, "I remember you." And this week, I invite us to hold the words, "this is special," in our hearts. There are so many places and ways these words are appropriate. From the smallest of moments, like watching a swirl of autumn leaves dance in the air, "this is special." To long-term relationships, like chatting with an old friend, reminiscing about years of memories you share, "this is special." We once again find words that build appreciation and hope within us. And appreciation and hope are essential to our well-being and our capacity to make it through this year. I shared last week that my family and I take time every dinner to name three things that we are thankful for. I wonder, any of you give it a try this week? Maybe a direct invitation would help. This week, make time every day to name at least three things you are thankful for. Perhaps you say them to others like we do at dinner. Maybe you write them in a gratitude journal like several people I know have done for years. Maybe you share them on Facebook. Or if it's a better fit, you simply pause and in silence reflect on them in solitude. In a world that can be overwhelming, in a world that scatters our attention across a spectrum of needs and issues, we need to center and focus ourselves through gratitude. We need to bring our attention to places of hope and encouragement by naming them, not just a general, "yeah, I guess those are things to be thankful for," but with examples. What are the places, the relationships, the moments, and the experience that leave you with the realization, "this is special"? As I mentioned, this is one of those gifts for me. Being church with you is special. And I don't mean that simply in a warm, fuzzy, hide from the world with people I like who generally agree with me about things kind of a way. I mean it in a, we've got work to do, and I want to be with other people who share a heart for a better world and the willingness to offer what they have and what they do and who they are to make it happen kind of a way. How blessed are we that we are not alone in our longing to transform the world? We have an extensive community of people who call this place home, that share the passion and motivation to claim God's love for all people, to work for love, acceptance, justice, and hope. We share a connection with partners on a journey to build a home where all belong. Partners who are willing to do the work to create change as we seek to do so in our own lives, in our local community, and in the world. This is special. Being church with you is special, and it is worthy of our attention and our intention. It requires our support and our investment, our time, our talents, our gifts, our service. It needs how we live every day, because that is how God works through you to bring forth that vision. Justice to people who are oppressed, bread to people who are starving, freeing prisoners, healing and honoring those in need, protecting immigrants, helping orphans and widows. These words of Scripture this vision of a world in line with the very heart of God. That is what we are working toward together when we support this congregation. And that is special. The ministry of our congregation is fully supported by your giving. We don't receive any outside funding. In fact, we send a portion of our budget to support other work in ministry throughout the region. All of our ministries, from grand projects that make the news to the quiet conversations that help someone through a tough day, all of that is still happening each and every day. We house those without homes. We feed those in need. We advocate for the marginalized every day. The pandemic hasn't stopped or even slowed those efforts. In fact, we've taken on even more. We've helped create and support dozens of jobs for those who are unemployed or underemployed. We've been offering a living wage for the creation of masks to keep our community safe, masks that have been donated to nonprofits across the city. We have housed food banks and supports for students, from offering healthy space for AP exams in the garage to supporting lunches down in Edgewater. In our online space, we have created new weekly groups for support and connection and prayer. The whole staff working together has increased the number of home visits and supports to those who don't get to participate online the way some of us do. In fact, the staff has been incredibly creative and responsive and dedicated to making ministry happen with you and for you. These needs will not disappear, and opportunities to make a difference will continue to show up on our doorstep, and I want us to say yes when God offers us those opportunities. In the coming year, we have plans to partner to provide low-cost counseling to the community, to support immigrant family businesses, to house asylum seekers, and enrich the lives of children through access to developmental toys and learning games. There may be a lot of uncertainty in the world right now, but you can be certain that Highlands United Methodist Church is unwavering in our commitment and work to build a home where all belong. So on behalf of all of those ministries, I'm asking for your support. While there is no limit to the ways God invites us to be in service to the world, as a congregation, we are committed to doing so within our defined budget. For 8 years, we have ended every single year in the black, not spending more than we bring in. And this year, we will most likely rely on some of the savings we've accrued throughout those years. But that's what it's for. It is why we were so responsible all of those years and will continue to be. And as we look at next year, we need to plan our ministry, but we need to do so in line with what we expect giving will be. And more than ever, we need you to let us know what you think you will be doing. A pledge is a plan. It can change if your circumstances do. But without it, we cannot do our planning. You know, a third of our annual income has traditionally been from those who give but don't pledge. That giving has been deeply impacted by the pandemic. Now, we will be back in person as soon as it is safe. And we continue to develop ways to offer the most meaningful and engaging worship and ministry we can while we're remote. But even when we return in person, it will take some time to settle into a regular groove. Everyone's comfort level will be different. So we cannot plan on as much of our budget coming from that unpledged giving. That means letting us know your intentions for giving in 2021 is more important than ever. Communicating your plan, your hopes for giving, by filling out the safe and secure online pledge card on the website will make our ministry possible. We are more committed than ever to fulfilling God's vision for the world. Our role as people seeking to offer the world this vision of God's will, our role as people seeking to live the love, acceptance, justice, and hope of Jesus, our work is needed more than ever. And we will do so as God works through each and every one of us.